And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy.
Yep.
Scatter shooting, while wondering how 3 yards in a cloud of dust ever got romanticized, doesn't that always lead to fourth and one?
Yes, I've always thought that. I've never understood why everyone just, oh, that's good old mama apple pie. Boy, that's football the way Jesus played it.
You know why I love Bo Schembechler? 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Well, yeah.
Well, doesn't that
mean...
Well,
we can always punt.
They never made a first down?
Well, yeah,
shouldn't it be 4 yards in a cloud of dust?
You were guaranteed to make it on fourth.
That's right. Go for fourth and one, and you gain three more.
Bo Schembechler, because it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and that doesn't always hold, because at fourth, you got to play it safe sometimes.
And no team has ever gone 40 for 40 during a game on fourth downs.
Look at those old Darrell Royal numbers. I think you'll see he never missed a fourth down conversion because he knew he was going to get 3 yards.
And a cloud of dust.
All right, where do the biggest college football fans live? According to the TV ratings, the state of Oklahoma produces the biggest audiences for college football games. Now, the number one market in the country for college football viewing is Birmingham, Alabama. But Oklahoma is the only state with two cities in the top 10. Oklahoma City is second, and Tulsa is seventh. Columbus, Ohio is third, followed by Greenville, South Carolina, then New Orleans, and then Atlanta. Austin is 12th when it comes to college football television ratings. Dallas-Fort Worth is not in the top 25.
Did you mention Lincoln?
No, I did not.
That kind of surprises me.
Yeah, Lincoln, I don't believe, is in the top 10.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that surprised. It also surprised me that Dallas-Fort Worth's not in the top 25.
Yeah. Well, kind of lends the credence to it's a pro town.
Yeah. I just figured we had enough Longhorns and Aggies and Sooners.
Yeah.
Plus your local team interest that we'd have pretty decent ratings. All right, Friday morning scatter shootings. High school football player of the week is running back Keon Kinner of Little Elm.
Sounds great.
Last week against Frisco Liberty, the 5'9 senior carried it 32 times for 346 yards and 5 touchdowns, all in the first half.
First half?
Earlier, the touchdowns all came in the first half. Earlier this season against Sherman, Kinner rushed for 432 yards and 4 TDs. He is the leading rusher in the Metroplex.
Wow. Senior?
He's a senior. North Texas is one of the teams that's courting him.
Really? Interesting.
Football fun fact of the day. This is the first time since Notre Dame won its first national title that no current player on the Fighting Irish roster was alive the last time the school won a national championship. That was 1988.
What do you think about that, Fernando?
None of these kids were alive.
A nice note.
All right, somebody counted up all of the times that either Mike Tirico or John Gruden said the name Tim Tebow during this week's Monday Night Football game between the Jets and Texans. The total, 57 times, even though Tebow played only 8 snaps.
That's awesome.
Maybe we'll see Tim Tebow now. Yeah, I heard that montage the other day.
This goes in line with another report out this week. Dan Gottlieb, a former ESPN radio host, was on with Dan Patrick here on The Ticket, and he said that he was told specifically by his bosses at ESPN that he could not talk enough Tebow. And he said each day in the production room, they have the network's topic board for all the hosts, and Tebow was always the number one topic. For the last year and a half, he was always number one. They said, if you have a spare 15 seconds, work in Tim Tebow.
Does that not prove that it's BSPN?
Yes.
But
talk about what you think is interesting. Talk about what you think other people think is interesting.
Don't but that just, is what's interesting.
Yes, it's a very. We talked a lot of it last year.
Yeah, when he was starting in Denver and winning games, that it was the number one topic.
But they still know the market.
Do
they? They have to serve the market, yes.
I don't know if they always know the market. And if they're trying to be try to serve a national market, then maybe branch out from the Northeast every once in a while. I don't know. Just an idea.
Their market is Boston and New York.
Yeah.
That's their market.
And it works.
Does it?
Odd moment at Camden Yards during the ALDS the other night. Two Maryland state troopers, part of the security force for the game, asked Nick Swisher and Derek Jeter for their autographs in the ninth inning.
No, my.
Jeter couldn't believe it. He said that had never happened before in his career, and Swisher was downright pissed, according to reports.
Too. It's ridiculous.
Part of the security team.
That's awful.
Michael Phelps was playing in the Pro-Am at the Dunhill Links Championship in Scotland this week, and he sank a putt, a long putt. In fact, the longest putt I've ever heard of anybody making, 153 feet.
Whoa!
Have you seen the video of this?
No.
It's great. It's the longest green you will ever see, number one. It's like a fairway. The green is so long and narrow. And they've got two British guys, obviously, who are doing the play-by-play. And they're so calm, even as the putt is like 2 inches from the hole, and it's obvious that it's going in. And then when it drops, they just kind of laugh. And he can't believe it. He was playing with Paul Casey. 153-foot putt.
Wow. And he's got a great life right now.
Boy, does he.
Playing in tournaments, doing some advertising campaigns, hanging out.
I love
soulmate, hot tubs, hold
no
nine
doubt.
Yards.
I love what David Faraday asked him when he had him on his show a couple weeks ago. He said, can you even take a shower these days, or are you so sick of being in the water that you don't even bathe? Another Olympian is making news, the hot and she knows it, Lindsey Vonn. She's announced that she wants to ski with the men, a la Annika Sorenstam, playing at Colonial. Vonn has asked to compete in the men's downhill at Lake Louise in November. She's willing to skip two women's World Cup events in order to get to ski against the guys. No word yet on whether they're going to allow her to do it.
How do you think she would do?
She'd finish last.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she's great, but she would finish last. Unless some guy wrecked. You know, for all the guys who make it to the finish, I can't imagine that she would beat anybody. Now watch her win it. Last weekend, Adam Campbell set the world record for the fastest marathon run in a suit. He wore an off-the-rack suit, cotton dress shirt, necktie, and he left the shirt buttoned and the tie tied the entire way. And he finished in 2 hours and 35 minutes, shattering the old mark of 3:24.
Man.
Dakota Guerin.
Was that held by Paul Ryan, that old record?
No, but he could break it if he wanted to. Dakota Green, 19 years old, was arrested in Vancouver, Washington this week on suspicion of stealing an antique coin collection that was estimated to be worth $100,000. Green and his girlfriend were identified after spending some of the coins at a movie theater and a pizza restaurant. They used a rare Liberty Head quarter worth anywhere between $5 and $18,000, but they were using them at face value.
Idiots. Mm. Let's go to a movie and buy some pizza.
Oh, it's a quarter? Here's a quarter that happens to be worth $18,000, but I'm going to treat it as a quarter.
I think my brother did that to the coin collection that my grandfather bequeathed him.
Really?
Yeah, he was in college. He didn't care about coins or anything like that.
Dude, let's play quarters.
And so he'd want to go to Gaddy's or something like that, would go fishing there and get a couple of buffalo nickels and $2 bills and stuff. And
it took your grandfather decades to...
Yeah. You know, luckily, Gaddy's accepted Civil War money.
Your grandfather shouldn't have queefed him.
The word is bequeathed. T-H.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
And grandfathers aren't physically capable of doing that. Grandmothers, whole different story.
Jeez.
And finally, a young Texan named Danny grew up wanting to be a lawman. He grew up big, 6'6", strong as a longhorn, and fast as a Mustang. He could shoot a bottle cap tossed in the air at 40 paces. When he finally came of age, Danny applied to the place he had only dreamed of working, the West Texas Sheriff's Office. After a series of tests and interviews, the sheriff's deputy finally called him into the office for the young man's final interview. The deputy said, "You're a big, strong kid, Danny, and you can really shoot. So far, your qualifications all look good, but we have what you might call an attitude suitability test. You got to take this before we can accept you. We just don't let anyone carry our badge." Then, sliding a service pistol and a box of ammo across the desk, the deputy said, "Take this pistol, go out and shoot 6 illegal aliens, 6 lawyers, 6 meth dealers, and 6 Muslim extremists, and a rabbit." "Why the rabbit?" Danny asked. "Great attitude. You pass," said the deputy. "When can you start?" That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, three-time winner of the prestigious Buckeye News Hawk Award.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You guys, do you remember the Buckeye News Hawk Award?
Was that WKRP also?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've won the two awards.
I remember that.
Les Nessman always used to say that he won the Buckeye News Hawk Award and the
Silver Sow.
Silver Sow. Yeah, those were the two that he always, you know, bragged about winning.
He needs
and
a Marconi.
Now I've joined Les Nessman.